章
Hebrews 11,
第一到第三以后住第六节
First, second, three, and six.
一二三，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的切据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信，就知道诸世界是借上帝的话造成的。这样所看见的，并不是从显然之物造出来的。第六节，人非有信，就不能得上帝的喜悦，因为到上帝面前来的人，必须信有上帝，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。我因为神造人，乃是把人造在能见见与不能见的交界的地区里面。
Because God created man between the invisible and the visible.
我们有看得见的身体这一部分。
We have the visible body.
我们有看不见的灵魂那一部分。
We have the invisible soul.
人的生活是不是单单靠着看得见的身体，这个供应就可以满足了呢
？Is it true that as a man said, we can only satisfy what is visible?
唯论可以产生很大的力量，但是绝对不能持久满足人心灵的需要。
Yes, material things can give you something, but it cannot last.
圣经告诉我们，人活着不是单单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里所出的话语。
And the Bible told us, men live shall not by bread alone, but by the word of God.
所以我们与那看不见的世界怎么样能发生关系呢
？But how can we relate to the invisible world?
那就是借着信心，我们才能发生关系。
And it's because by faith we can have the touch.
信心是什么呢
？What is faith?
信心是不是举一个手呢？
Is it faith that just to raise your hand?
信心是不是受一个洗呢
？Is it just to have a baptism?
信心是不是在教会里面登记了你名字，成为一个长久的会员
？Is it faith that because you are a member of a certain church?
圣经告诉我们，信就是所望之事的实底。
Because the Bible says that to believe is that for certain that we do not see.
信是未见之事的确据。
Because the faith is being sure of what we hope for.
我们因为信，我们知道这个世界是神所造。
Because of faith, we know that God created the world.
这样所看见的是从没有看见而来的。
So what is visible is coming from what is invisible.
换句话说，信心使我们抓住了那个我们与神之间的关系。
Therefore, by faith, we can catch, we can hold and grasp for what we have with God.
我们在信心里面，我们有一个人生真正的把握。
Because in faith, we have a true standing of our life.
所以从第六节告诉我们，人非有信就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Therefore, on the sixth verse, it's impossible to please Him without faith.
因为到上帝面前来的人必须信有上帝。
Because when you come to God, you must believe the existence of God.
并且相信他后世那些寻求他的人。
And also, He would earnestly bless those who seek Him.
亲爱的朋友们
dear friends,
这里给我们看见的信心有两个很大的内容。
And also, there are two contents of faith.
第一，我信什么呢？
What do you believe?
我们信上帝的存在。
We believe the existence of God.
到上帝面前来的人必须信有上帝。
When you come before God, you must believe the existence of God.
第二样。
Secondly,
信那位神是与你有关系的神。
You believe that God, who is really related to you.
而且他施恩给那些寻求他的人。
And He will earnestly bless those who seek Him.
所以呢 ，to believe in the existence of God and to believe in the grace of God.Both are the most important content in our faith. 信心就是这两个大的内容。
Therefore, those are the two great contents of faith.
当你看到这两样事情的时候
，When you see those two things,
你就会发现呢，这两件事从本质上有不同的地方。
Then you can see that from the essence point of view, it's different.
有许多的人虽然不是基督徒，但他们内心的深处相信有一位上帝存在。
And a lot of people who are not believers or Christians, but in their heart they know there's a God.
所以他们有一种基本的信心，有一种非宗教性自然而有的信心。
And they have a basic faith, and it's not related to any religion.
这种的信心不一定使他成为某一个宗教团体里面的会员。
This kind of faith may not make him a member of a certain religious group.
这种信心也使他产生对大自然一种惊奇和敬畏的心情。
And also, they have a surprise to the nature and also a sort of adoration.
但是这种的信心呢，乃是一种初步而是自然的一种信心。
And this kind of faith is a very basic fundament and at the beginning of a.
这样的信心到底够不够呢
？Is it enough for this kind of faith?
圣经告诉我们，不但信有上帝。
The Bible said not only to believe the existence of God,
而且相信上帝后世那些寻求他的人
and also he rewards those who seek him earnestly.
如果一个人只信神的存在，
if a man only believes the existence of God,
但是他与这位存在的神没有发生关系，
but he has no relationship with this God,
这样他对神存在的信同对神存在的不信也差不多没有什么分别。
Therefore, what he believes that is this existence of God, what is, he didn't believe this existence of God, it's really, there's no difference.
因为那位神同他没有恩典般的关系。
Because there's no relationship of grace to this man.
那么我们怎么知道神存在呢？
How do we know God exists?
我们怎么能信神存在呢？
How do we believe God exists?
是不是因为我们讨论了以后，我们做一个结论，神是存在的？
Is it because after discussion we have a conclusion God exists?
如果神的存在是我们讨论的结论的话，
If God's existence depends on our conclusion of our discussion,
是不是我们思想以后想出有一个上帝存在呢？
And after our thinking, then we have created
God. 如果上帝的存在是思想推理的结果，推出一位上帝的存在。
And if the existence of God because of our thinking or our logic.
那么那样的神乃是从人的本身理性里面产生出来的，创造出来的神。
And this kind of God is really created by our own reasoning.
这种神是被造的神。
And this is a created God.
被造的神就不是神。
And created God is not God.
是在人的理性中间借着自己的能力所推论出来的神，不是真的神。
So therefore, from your reasoning that you think there is a God, then this is not a true God.
从人的讨论中间下结论的神，也不是真正的神。
From your discussion, you have a conclusion there is a God. This is not a true God.
相反的一件事情。
On the contrary.
因为神存在，所以我讨论它。
Because God exists.That's why I discuss.
神的存在是我讨论神的原因，不是我讨论神的结果。
And God's existence because that's why I should discuss him, not the result.
神的存在是我推理神的结果的原因，而不是我推理产生的结果。
And this is why we have to think that God exists, not because of our thinking.
我们信神的存在，或者不信神的存在，根本没有影响神的存在。
Whether we believe God exists, whether we do not believe God exists, it does not matter because He exists.
因为我们有一天都要站在这位存在的面前。
Because one day we must face Him front to face to face.
问题是为什么人会讨论、会思想、会推理关于神的问题？
Why does a human being would think that there is a God? They would discuss and they would think.
因为上帝把关于他存在的事已经放在人心灵的深处里面。
Because the existence of God, God has already implanted in our hearts.
有句言过，你是人。
Therefore, we are human.
人之所以为人，因为人创造他的神有一个很奇妙的相对关系在里面。
Because men are called men because he has a special relative relationship with the Creator.
这个相对性就使我们成为有价值的活物。
This relativity is what we have a value to exist.
我在这里所讲的相对性到底是指什么呢？
What do I mean in here by the question of relativity?
这里所讲的相对性不是指呢相反抗、彼此相敌对的那个相对性。
Here I'm talking about relativity. It's not on the contrary or conflict.
乃是那个存在相呼应的那个相对性。
I'm talking about that we are really correspond with each other.
上帝造了男，上帝造了女，男与女有一个相对性的需要。
And God created man, God created woman, that they have a relatively need for each other.
上帝造了我们，里面有个胃，又创造了许多我们可以吃的东西，所以我们的欲念和外界的供应有一个相对性的。
God has created stomach, also created a lot of food we can eat. Therefore, the stomach has a need for the food, and this is relative.
上帝创造了大自然，把许多的理性，把许多的原因放在自然界里面，然后借着所创造的理性使我们去把它推理出来，这也是个相对性。
And God had created the universe many wonderful things in nature and God has given us a reason to enjoy all.
这样的我们与神之间的相对性乃是神造人变成与他有相处关系的。
Therefore God created us so we have a relative earning for God.
这样人没有神，人的存在是虚空的。
So if we have no God, we exist in empty.
当我们说如果没有神是虚空的，但是要找到神的时候，我们感到困难。
We say, no, without God, we are empty. But when we want to seek God, we have difficulty.
所以这个相对性也产生一个矛盾性在里面。
And therefore, this relativity creates a certain kind of
conflict. 我们证明神的存在。
We prove the existence of God.
我们说明神的存在。
We can talk about the existence of God.
我们就发现这是很难的事情。
And we think it's very difficult.
但是你要证明神不存在。
But if you want to prove the non-existence of God,
你要这个说明神不存在。
If you want to talk that there's no God,
你就发现这是更困难、更困难的事情。
And this is even more difficult.
虽然我们在这个相对性里面就产生了一个矛盾性。
Therefore, in this relativity, we create a certain kind of conflict.
这个矛盾性可能在人生的中间聚集折磨我们几十年的认识。
Maybe this kind of conflict has been really torturing you for many, many years in your life.
一直到你年老的时候，你才发现这个相对性的实在不是理性有资格去否定。
Therefore, until you reach a very old age, then you think this relativity cannot be explained by your reasoning.
或者某一种积极的或者消极的人生经验推使你使你思想是一个伟大的问题。
Maybe you have a very positive attitude of life. Maybe you have a very negative attitude of life, and you would arrive at some point, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
有一些很奇妙的事，像神迹，像奇妙的事发生在你个人的生命里面。虽然你不能说出来，你也不能证明出来，人家也不相信，但你内心的深处用积极的心说：“上帝啊，我感谢。”
And there are many miracles or signs in your life that cannot be explained by human nature or reasoning. Then you know in your depth or your heart that God, I love you. I thank you for this.
或者在消极的方面，你遇到什么样的困难，走到走投无路的时候，你发现说：“我需要神。”你呼叫：“上帝啊，你在哪里？”
Or passively, when you reach a very low point of a life, you cannot help yourself. Then you cry out to God, "Oh God, help me."
中国人说呢，痛击一夫娘，穷击夫天。
And the Chinese say, when you're extreme pain, you call your mother. When you're in extreme poverty, you call heaven.
我看见一个五十多岁快要死的人，他在那大喊妈妈妈妈。后来我问他的太太，为什么他妈妈不来？他的太太对我说，他五岁就没有妈妈。
And I saw a man who was 50 years old, and he was dying, and he was crying out to his mother. I asked the wife of this man why he was crying for mother. The wife said he lost his mother when he was 5 years old.
他年老的时候，他太痛苦了，他就呼叫妈妈，妈妈。那个呼叫的本能证明有妈妈存在。不过呢，这个存在已经过去。
And during his extreme misery, he would cry out to mother, mother. But this is just to prove there was a mother, but the mother really died 5 years
ago. 这个人第二天就离开世界了。
And this man perished.
他在医院里面，我也在医院里面。
He was in a hospital. I was in a hospital.
我就想起这一句的话。
And I think about this.
有许多的人在人生顺利的道路中间，他认为一切都不需要，只有我存在就够。
And a lot of people, when everything's going their way, they say, I don't need anybody except myself.
等到大病临身的时候，才呼叫上帝的名。
And when they have a great disease or such a horrible, impossible cure disease, then they cry out, say, God save me.
病完了以后，又说上帝在哪里？
And after God healed them, then say, where's God?
可能就在我们人生的经验里面，有稍微相似的这一类的事常常发生过。
And maybe you have similar situations or experience in your life.
现在我不再谈你的经验。
I'm not talking about your experience.
我在谈这一件的事实为什么产生在人生命的里面。
I want to talk about why these things happen to our life.
因为神把关于他的事，一些必要的本质已经放在人的生命。
Because God has given us what is related to Him, the essence of life is implanted in us.
今天的圣经告诉我们，人就没有信，就不能得上帝的喜悦。
It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
因为到上帝面前来的人必须信有上帝。
Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists.
我相信上帝的存在。
I believe the existence of God.
是根据什么呢？
What do I derive this from?
上帝在不可见之界里面。
And God is in the invisible world.
因为他在没有看见的范围里面。
Because He is in invisible
world. 所以我怎么能知道他是存在的？
How do I know that He exists?
我们昨天已经提到关于信心是超眼见的。
Then yesterday we said that the faith really rely on the invisible.
如果神是在可看见的范围里面，那一位神就比人所能见的范围是更小。
If God can be seen in the visible world, then He is smaller than the visible world.
如果人的神是用我们的理性可以理解出来的，那位神是比人的理性更小。
If God can be reasoned because our reasoning derived from our reason, then He is smaller than our reason.
但是神之所以为神，因为他是超自然的、超眼见的，也是超理性。
Because God is God, because He's supernatural, super reasoning, and He is super what we can see.
因为他是超过我们所见的 ，super visual。所以呢，我们今天不是用眼见来到他的面前。
Therefore, we do not come to God because of what we can see.
我们乃是从那信心来看见眼所不能看见的另外一个范围。
By faith, we must see the invisible.
那么这位上帝呢？许多人相信他存在。
And a lot of people believe the existence of God.
特别是在知识分子的中间，有许多的人，他们内心的深处知道神的存在是不可否定的事情。
And especially among the intelligent, educated people, they cannot deny the existence of God.
问题就是呢，这位神到底是不是这个？Amy Wu 所信的那一位神。
And the question is this a God that Amy Wu believes in?
这位神到底是不是 Molly Lee 所信的那一位神？
Is this God that is the God Molly Lee believes in?
严格说起来，真正的无神论是没有存在。
Seriously talking about, there's no such thing as atheism.
因为无神论乃是一个不是自欺就是欺的那种思想。
So therefore, if you are atheist, either you deceive yourself or deceive others.
神已经把神存在的那个基本的信仰放在了每一个人的里面。
God has put that He exists into every one of us.
无论基督徒。
Whether you're Christian,
无论非基督徒
or non-Christian,
我们都有这种基本的信心
we have this basic belief.
在神面前是一样
Before God is all the same.
我们心里面深处里面知道这件事情
In the depth of your heart you know it very well.
如果你说我看见了我才信那么那些瞎眼的人永远不会信
And you say only if I can see then I believe then what about these blind people people who can never believe.
如果我想得通我才信，那些 IQ 比较低的永远不能信。
If I can think it through, then I believe. Then what about people who have low IQ? They can never believe.
哪一个人可以说我是足够高的理性呢？
How can you say that your reasoning has reached the peak?
哪一个人可以说我所见的是包括一切的范围呢？
How can you say that what you have seen is of everything?
我们相信人格的存在。
We believe the existence of personality.
我们相信自由的存在。
We believe the freedom.
我们相信独立的价值。
We believe independence.
我们相信道德的存在。
We believe the morality.
我们需要爱，我们需要被爱。
Yes, we need to love. We need to be loved.
这些的东西都不是眼见的范围里面。
But this is all in the invisible.
虽然我们今天要突破这个我们眼所能见的这个范围，进到信仰的里面去。
Therefore, we must have a breakthrough for what we can see with our flesh eye and go into the invisible.
我刚才说了，这个真正的无神论没有存在。
Therefore, I said there's no such thing as a real entity.
如果从那些反对基督教或者反对信仰、反对宗教的人口里面，你就发现这是一件事实。
And this is a fact from those who are against religion, who are against the belief.
毛泽东两次亲口说我要去见上帝。
And Mao Zedong said twice that I'm going to see God.
美国记者证明他讲的时候并不是开玩笑，是很严肃的谈。
And the reporters of America said that when he was saying that he wasn't joking, he was serious.
当他年老的时候为什么会谈到这样的事情？
Why when he was old he would talk about?
为什么这种话从他的口里面讲出来？
Why these things would come from his mouth?
如果这句话是从普通的基督徒口里讲出来，这个没有什么奇怪。
If this is from an ordinary Christian, it's ordinary matter.
但是一个用无神的天王统治万万人的口，这个口说我要去见上帝，可惜他没有买票。
But he is a man who came to be an atheist, and he said he was going to see God. I don't think he had a ticket.
苏联前任的一个这个政治家叫 Khrushchev， 这个人到纽约开会的时候
，When Khrushchev came to New York for a meeting，
他呢有一个很奇妙的手腕，把他的鞋子脱下来在桌子上打坐。
And he removed his shoe and pounded on the table，
表示他威风的不得了。
To show other people how great.
当他下飞机的时候
，When he was coming down the airplane，
有一个美国的记者就是 Mr. Khrushchev， Are you an atheist？
So a reporter said， Mr. Khrushchev， Are you an atheist？
Yes， I am。
So he said， Yes， I am。
那个人说，我们怎么知道你讲的是诚实的话呢？因为你是共产党，但你说没无神的。
So how do we know that you are telling me the truth because you are a communist？ Of course you're atheist。
But I'm really an atheist。
He said, "Yes,
我真的无神论的。
I'm really atheist."
那个人说，你真的无神论吗
？So this means is it true that you're religious?
God knows I'm an atheist.
So God knows I'm an atheist.
上帝知道我是无神论。
God knows I'm an atheist.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers,
这句话不是从普通人的口讲里面出来的。
It is not from ordinary people's mouth.
这个跟这个 Brezhnev 从这个康德签这个 Saul 第二集的时候
，When Brezhnev and Carter tried to get together for
他也提到这样的话语。他说 ，Mr. Carter， 如果这次不成功，上帝不喜欢。
He said, Mr. Carter, if we don't have agreement, God will not be happy.
当邓小平到美国来的时候
，When Deng Xiaoping came to America，
人家说你读过大学没有
？So other people ask me, have you attended university？
我没有读过大学。
He said, No, I never attended.
但是我的大学叫做 society。
Then he said, my university is 社会。
我的几分我也不知道，但是以后上帝给我几分，我就知道我几分。
I don't know my grade, but wait later that God will give me a grade.
这不是一个笑话吗
？Is it a joke？
我告诉你，神的存在，圣经说已经放在你心里。
Because God said His existence, the Bible says it's already in place in your heart.
这是你绝对不能逃避的一件事情。
And you can never escape. Absolutely.
你可以镇压它。
You can.
你可以反抗他，
you can really resist it.
你可以麻醉他，
you can anesthetize it.
但你不能逃避他。
But you cannot escape.
到某一个人生的阶段，这个良心的声音会跑出来说：神存在，神存在，神存在。你要到哪里去？
To one day in your life's path, the conscience will come and say, God exists. God exists. Where are you going?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
相信上帝的存在。
To believe the existence of God.
是根据神用两样的启示来解明出来。
And we can rely on the two revelations God gave us.
神的启示这个字什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of God's revelation?
启示这个字有许多基督徒乱用。
And the word the revelation has been misused by many Christians.
所以我要先解释。
Therefore, I must explain.
有的人说我得到上帝的启示。
A lot of people say I have received the revelation.
昨天晚上我做梦神启示我。
And yet last night when I was dreaming, God revealed Himself.
我说啊，你说什么
？So I said, what are you talking about?
他说神启示我。
I said God revealed to me.
那么你得了启示是不是
？Oh, then you got the revelation.
他说是的。
Yes,
请你录下来变成新的一本启示录。
So I hope you can record it and become the second revelation.
启示这两个字不能随便用。
You can really not use this word casually.
神有没有启示呢？
Did God reveal to us?
神有启示。
Yes, God has.
但是这个字呢，当圣经已经清楚解完了以后，已经解完了以后。
But after the Bible has already finished.
我们就不能随便用这个字。
We cannot use this casually.
那么今天我们要思想上帝整个的启示的基督徒范围。
And we want to think about the whole revelation of God.
今天的基督徒只能说上帝借着圣经的启示引导我、光照我，不是启示我。
We can only say God used the Bible to lead me through the Bible's revelation.
To illuminate
me.
To guide me. Within the revelation of the Bible.
Within the revelation of the Bible.
这是正确的讲法。
And this is the correct thing.
那么上帝启示，这个启示这个字什么意思呢？
And when God reveals, what does the reveal mean?
在原来的这个字 apocalypsis 的意思就是打开来给你看里面的奥秘。
In the original Greek, the word means to open and let you see the secret inside.
这个太太说，丈夫啊，今天是你生日，我煮了很好吃的东西给你吃。
And the wife said, husband, today is your birthday. I have cooked a delicious meal for you.
看你煮什么呢？
So the husband said, the 蜜糖 what are you cooking?
你是不是煮哈尼呢？
Are you cooking honey?
他说我不告诉你，我不告诉你。
Oh, I won't tell you.
我很想知道今天你要给我吃什么。
I want to know what are you cooking.
你告诉我你要吃什么。
Tell me what are you cooking.
后来这个太太就把那个盖开起来，你看一看就关起来了。
So the wife would just open the dish a little and
那个把它开起来再关起来，一开那个叫做启示。
And just in the instant of opening, this is a revelation.
神的启示也是如此。
And God's revelation.
上帝把他关乎他的事情打开来给我们看见那个奥秘，那叫做启示。
And God, with all these things that related to God, He would show us this is revelation.
为什么需要启示呢？
Why we need revelation?
因为启示乃是使我们的理性从有限进到无限的理解所需要的一个工具。
Because revelation can make us reasoning from the finite to the infinite.
使我们突破有限界，进入无限界。如果没有神的启示，人的理性没有办法。
And from the finite to the infinite, without God's revelation, we cannot use our reason.
现在我举一个很简单的例子。
I use a very simple illustration.
你是谁的孩子？
Who are yours?
我问你。
I'm asking you.
我现在问你。
I'm asking you.
你是谁的孩子？你有没有父亲啊？
Who are you? Do you have a father?
你有没有啊？
Do you?
我问你啊，你有。他有父亲。那么你父亲名叫什么？
Thompson Liang.
他还在吗？
Yes.
他好不好？
Very well.
他在哪里？
California.
不在这里。
No.
他在那里。
Mm-hmm.
你是他的孩子是不是？
Yes.
你怎么知道？
Because I know.
How do you know?
Because he's my father.
Yes. How do you know he's your father?
Because I was.
Yeah, she's very highly educated, but cannot answer my question. 我在问你怎么知道他是你的父亲？
Because he is my mother. My mother told me.
Because my mother told me. See that your father told me to tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, your father told you. 但我问他，他乱了。对了，他在那里讲，我知道有个父亲，他就是我父亲。怎么知道？因为他是我父亲，所以他是我父亲。
Because he is my father, therefore he is my father.
那么你怎么知道他是你爸爸？
How do you know he's your father?
因为 he told me.
Because he told.
He told me.
Because he told.
If he didn't tell you.
If he didn't tell you.
Can you understand? 如果他没有告诉你，你会不会知道他是你父亲？
If he didn't tell me, could I know that he's my father?
Yeah, I ask you, you know. 你怎么知道？
Because I look like him.
因为我像他。I look like him.
Because I look like him.
Not necessary. So,
not necessary.
我看你越来越像你先生。你翻译吧。
He said the more he look at a guy look like my husband.
有的人呢，像，但是不是他的父亲。
Sometimes they have a similarity, but it's not his father.
有没有？我印尼那个教会。
In Indonesia, I have a church.
有一个老伯伯生三个孩子。
And the old man has three children.
大的女儿嫁的丈夫喊这个女儿练很像。
And the first, the daughter had husband looked very similar.
两个男孩子娶的两个媳妇也很像。
And the two boys married the two girls, they all look like.
像不一定就是父亲。
To look like, not
necessary. 我再问他。你怎么知道你是你父亲的孩子？
Because he told me.
他就回来说 he told me. 这是最好的答案。如果你父亲没有告诉你，
If your father didn't tell you,
I am your father.
I'm your father.
你永远不知道他是你父亲。
And you would not know.
不论你的帽子是四方的是三方的，
I don't care whether your head is a four corners or three corners.
不论你有多大的学位，
No matter what kind of education you have.
你不大学在留学在 study 的 research graduate school 到结果了，你还不能想出 who is my father.
And no matter what kind of education level you have reached, even though you have a postgraduate level, then you cannot think who is your father.
除非你的父亲说 I am your father.
Unless your father says, I am your father.
所以当你知道你父亲是你父亲的时候，你需要一个信心接受他的启示。
Therefore, Therefore, when the Father tells you He is your Father, you need a revelation, the faith of revelation. This is, this cannot derive from your own thinking. This is what your Father tells you.
这个父亲告诉你,
the Father tells you.
是一件很重要的事情,
it's a very important matter. If five people would tell me that they are my father, which one is my father?
那这个很困难,
this is difficult.
所以神的自我启示,
therefore, God revealed himself.
有没有可能引起别的灵的冒充呢?
Could it be for somebody else or other spirit's revelation?
有别的冒充,
or to have a
false revelation,
false revelation.
是虚假的承认,
or a false revelation.
我是你的父亲,
I am your revelation.
但是不是,
but it, in actuality, it's not.
许多人抱了别人的孩子来养, 这到他老没有告诉他你不是我的孩子。
And a lot of times that people would adopt children, have other people's children till they are very old, never tell the child it's adopted.
可能你就是那种孩子。
Maybe you are like that.
所以你一生一直叫爸爸爸爸, 是别人的爸爸, 不是你爸爸。
Therefore, you always say father, father, but it's somebody else's father, not your father.
这个如果真的爸爸对你讲了,
if the real father tells you,
你就需要用信心去接受,
you must accept by faith.
你不能证明的,
you cannot prove it.
我的女儿看我的结婚照片,
my daughter would read my wedding picture.
她会发大发脾气, 她说, 妈妈, 为什么你结婚不请我去?
And she was so angry that she lost her temper and said, mother, how come you didn't invite me to your
wedding? 为什么别人结婚你带我去, 你自己结婚我没有参加?
How come everybody else's wedding I would go, but your wedding I didn't go?
你怎么回答?
她说你不能去,
因为能去的你还没有带。
You can't go because the ones you can't go did not arrive yet.
所以我不能带你去。
So therefore I cannot.
你是婚姻的产品, 而婚姻不是你的产品。
This, you are the result of a marriage, not the marriage is the result of you.
神不是我们理性推断出来,
and we cannot use our reasoning.
而我们的理性是神所造的被造品,
but the reasoning is what God created for us.
所以只有这个上帝的启示我们才能了解他。
Therefore, God's revelation, then we can know him.
那么这个启示用更轻的名词来讲就是叫做上帝的显明。
And another word we can use is the manifestation of God.
这显明什么意思呢?
What is the word, what is the meaning of manifestation?
上帝愿意把他自己讲出来, 我是你的神。
And God are willing to tell you that I am your God.
如果你相信有一位神,
if you believe there's a God,
而你不相信他对人有所启示的话,
and if you do not believe that he has a certain kind of a manifestation,
那么只有两个可能性, 你的神是使命, 或者你的神是不顾人的事情。
There's two possibilities. Either he's a God who is dead, or he doesn't care about your faith.
一个死的神不能对人说什么，他也不是人。
And but God is dead, he cannot say anything to human beings.
The dead God, not what
dead God
is.
Dead God, and then he's not a God.
如果一个神他不顾人，他不能对人讲什么，这位神与我们就没有关系。
And if he doesn't care for us, then he has no really a relationship with us.
但是真的神不但存在了，不但活，而且是自我显明他是谁的那一位。
Not only our God exists, he is alive, then he is willing to manifest himself to us.
这个启示就有两个大范围。
And there are two categories of this revelation.
一个范围就是为了使人相信他的存在所显明出来的启示。
The first is because he wants people to believe that there is existence of God, then he would manifest
himself.
And this we can call a general revelation or natural revelation.
普遍启示是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of a general revelation?
就是每一个人都有的。
That means everybody has it.
无论这个基督徒,
whether you are
非基督徒,
non-Christian,
无神论的人,
atheist,
相信的人,
the
believer, 不信的人,
non-believer,
有文化的人,
those are civilized,
没有受教育的人,
uneducated,
每一个人内心的深处都有这个启示。
Everybody in their heart has this kind of revelation.
这种普遍的启示,
this is a general revelation.
又分为了两个范围。
And also, we have two categories.
一个范围是什么呢?
Revelation.
就是上帝造化的自然。
And this is the created nature.
上帝的创造,
and God's creation.
Creation is the first revelation in the general revelation. 那么上帝的普遍的启示就是创造显明出来。
And he revealed us from the things he created.
创造是一件很奇妙的事情。
So creation is a very
wonderful. 今天我们看见宇宙的存在。
We can see the existence of our cosmos.
你从宇宙的存在你看见什么呢?
From the universe, what do you see?
如果你只看见所看见的, 没有透过所看见的看见所没有看见的,
if you only see the visible, not to see the invisible behind the visible,
那么你所看见的只是现象, 而不是现象背后的本质。
And therefore, you only see the phenomena of the created, not to see the essence.
这种表面的看见是一个很肤浅的看见。
This kind of superficial to the, that you see is a very basic speech.
举一个很简单的例子。
Very simple demonstration.
拿到一张的单。
You have a the postcard.
如果你是个没有多大思想的人。
If you don't have too much thinking.
你觉得这种纸多得不得了，多一张纸多麻烦，丢掉吧。
If you don't have a lot of thinking, this is just a piece of paper.
但是如果你有思想。
If you have a thinking.
你就先分辨这是什么纸。
Then you can see what it is.
这个纸和我有什么关系？
What is the relation with this paper and me?
为什么这个纸前面写这么大，后面写这么小？
Why is so big in the front, so small in the back?
为什么用黄色的？
Why is yellow?
为什么这样写法？
Why do you write it this way?
甚至如果你是印刷的专家，你很清楚地看出写这张的人有没有智慧。
And also, if you're a specialist in print, then you know whoever designed this is the wiser.
这样你不但看见的，你也从看见的看见没有看见的。
Not only you see the visible, you see the invisible.
当你看见没有看见的时候，你的看见是一个特别的看见。
When you see the visible from the, when you see the invisible from the visible, this is a special kind of.
这里的圣经告诉我们的，所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来。
Therefore, it says God so commanded so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
我们用爱因斯坦的方程式来做一个比喻。
We'll use the Einstein's equation.
E 等于 mc 平方。
E equals mc.
E is the energy.
E equals energy.
M is measure.
Measure.
C is the speed of light.
The speed of light.
那么在这里呢，我们看见 M 是看不见。
And we can see that measure can be seen.
E 是看不见。
We cannot see E.
那么看得见和看不见之间有一个关系在。
There is a relationship between the visible and invisible.
当你把原子弹爆炸了。
When you release the atom,
那个原子的能力就发出来了。
And the energy from atom.
这样物质被分解变成能力的时候，就从能见的变成不能见。
And from this material that can be created to energy, then from the visible to the invisible.
每一次原子弹爆炸都是从这个 M 变成这个 E 的一个过程。
Every time when they release the atom bomb, it's from M to E.
上帝创造。
God creates.
人把它炸掉。
And man destroys.
上帝创造。
Man, God created.
人把它使用。
And a man would destroy.
对，这个箭头是从这里来。
And this is how they.
所以我们念的时候，我们是这样念过去。
But when we read it, we go the other way.
这个爱因斯坦为什么不说 m 等于 c 平方 over e？ 为什么他要说 e 等于 mc 平方
？Why he does not reverse this？
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是这里就看见了，有一个箭头是从没有看见的到看得见的这件事情。
Therefore, there is an arrow from the invisible to the visible.
这什么意思呢
？What is the meaning？
能虽然看不见，却是看得见的基本原因。
And energy you cannot see is invisible, but it's the cause of visible.
所以圣经说，无限大能的上帝用他的能力创造了大自然，难道是一件不可相信的事情吗
？So infinite God, infinite God can create this.That we can see. That means.
他从看不见的能力创造了看得见的自然，难道是不合理的事情吗？The energy, invisible energy, is the cause to create the visible world. Is it unreasonable?
Is it unreasonable?
这不是不合理的事情。
This is not unreasonable.
所以这样的这些圣经很清楚告诉我们。
Therefore, the verse tells us.
看见的。
Yes, what you can see.
不是从显然之物而来的。
It's not from what's visible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
你们住在这个地方
and you live here.
这里有个世界最出名的交响乐之一
and we have a very world-renowned symphony,
Boston Symphony Orchestra.
Boston Symphony Orchestra.
这个交响乐的声音遍了天下
and all over the world, they can hear.
唱片卖到许多的地方
and their records would sell everywhere.
当你跑到这 concert hall 里面去的时候
when you go to the concert hall,
你看见指挥
and you see the conductor.
但是我想你不是要去看他怎么指挥
I don't think you want to see how he conducts.
你是要去听那个音乐
you want to listen to the
music.听音乐的时候呢
？When you listen to the music，
声音跑出来，却受了没有声音的指挥。
Then this music would come out that you can hear. It's really under the conductor.
我盼望你明白我的意思。
You understand what I'm saying?
你是要听得见的。
You want to hear what you can hear.
听得见的受听不见的指挥。
But this what you can hear really is under the direction of the cannot be seen.
如果这个指挥太兴奋了，一面指挥一面哒哒哒哒哈，一面在那里唱的话。
If this conductor is so excited, then when he would conduct, he would sing along.
你就看见了，这个听得见的也跑进这个不应当有声音的，跑到有声音里面不大对。
And you know, that he has this voice to this voice. This music you ought to hear is not really correct.
听不见的影响听得见。
So therefore, when he cannot hear, really influence what he can hear.
无论听得见听不见，都是看得见。
But whether you can hear or whether you cannot hear, this all can be seen.
听得见听不见，虽然看得见，却受看不见的影响。
But those who can hear or not hear, but they are really under the control of those who cannot.
当你听贝多芬的时候
，When you listen to Beethoven，
你发现了伟大的生命在那里通红，如同风潮一样的。
You can see this great life really bubbling through。
当你听莫扎特的时候
，When you listen to Mozart，
你就好像羊在草原上跑的那种灵活的太阳。
When you can feel like the antelopes are jumping on the pasture。
但整个 symphony， 莫扎特也不在里面，贝多芬也不在里面。
But in this whole symphony， Mozart's not there， nor Beethoven。
但这些演奏的人一定要顺服，要忠心于贝多芬在150年前所讲的话。
But those who perform must correspond, must obey, and what Beethoven had in mind.
任你就在看得见的范围里面，你看见了，你接触了那看不见的另外一个范围。
Therefore, from the visible, you see the invisible.
信就是如此。
And this is what faith is.
圣经告诉我们，在罗马书，上帝是看不见的，但是借着所造之物，叫我们无可推诿。
God is cannot be visible, but through the things He created, that man has no excuse.
这个世界太奇妙。
This world is full of wonderful.
我不能用这个世界来证明上帝。
I cannot use the world to prove God.
因为这个世界不够资格证明上帝。
Because the world is not qualified to prove God.
但这个世界显明上帝。
But you can see this world manifests God.
显明不是证明。
To manifest, not to prove.
证明不是只显明。
To prove is not to manifest.
当你在沙滩上走的时候
，When you walk on the beach，
你发现在沙子上面有脚印。
When you see the footprints on the sand，
你就说刚才有人走过去。
So you say somebody has walked through。
你怎么证明
？How do you prove it？
因为有脚印嘛。
Because there are
proof. 这个就是证明。
This is the proof.
这个不是证明。
This is not proof.
如果这个是证明的
，If this is a proof，
你把这个脚印哪来放在 microscope 看，看见那个人。
If you take that out of there and put under microscope, you should see the person.
这个和那个人完全没有关系。
It's no relationship.
但是这里有一个特别的奇妙的现象，就是显明的现象。
This is a really a very strange phenomenon. It's a manifestation.
这个人他过去了。
This man walked through.
就显明有人他过去了。
The manifest that somebody walked
through. 沙的本身不能证明人。
And the sand itself cannot prove him.
但是沙的印显明人走过去是一件事实。
But the prints on the sand can manifest that someone has.Walk through.
大自然就是如此。
And this is the same
thing with the great universe. 这个自然界太奇妙了。
It's full of mystery, wonderful things.
我们人科学越来越进步。
And our scientific knowledge is more and more.
所以我们不要走路。
So we don't have to walk.
我们坐汽车。
We'll ride in a car.
汽车越坐越大。
And the bigger, the more we ride, the bigger car we have.
汽油少了越坐越小。
And the less gas we have, so
we're
smaller.
所以不然大，不然的小。
So we're big and smaller.
但是越来越多。
And lot more cars.
这些的车都在开机器。
And all these cars were running on the
road. 所以就把看着这个 measure 变成 energy， 以后烟就跑出来了。
And from the what we can see, the measure to energy then the exhaust.
不，跑出来了。
And so exhaust.
跑出来了又怎么样呢？
What is it?
就叫 air pollution.
And we call it 空气污染。
我们空气污染，每一个人慢慢吸的空气不像过去那样清新。
So therefore, what we breathe is not really like the air we had.
怎么样解决？
How do you
怎么样解决？
How do you solve?
人很进步吗？
Oh, we are very.
人的科学很发达吗？
Our scientific knowledge is great.
人能减少 air pollution， 不能除灭 air pollution.
We can only decrease air pollution, not to eliminate air pollution.
我要问你一个问题。
I want to ask a question.
亚当到现在。
From Adam to now.
千千万万，万万千千的人。
So many people, millions and millions.
他们把新鲜空气吸进去。
They have breathed in the fresh air.
把肮脏的空气呼出来。
And they would give you the
dirty air. 再把新鲜的空气吸进去。
And from fresh air.
请问这几千年这么多的日子，这几万年，请问空气为什么还在好好的？
But from generation to generation, millions of years, why the air is still fresh?
上帝说。
Because God said.
人。
Man.
呼出二氧化碳。
We would expel carbon dioxide.
上帝说。
God said.
树。
Tree.
呼出氧气。
They would give us oxygen.
这个是谁安排的？
Who really arranged all
this? 这个不能证明神。
You cannot prove God.
但这显明神的智慧。
This can only manifest the wisdom of God.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.
上帝的永能和神性已经显明在人的里面。
Therefore, the eternity of God has really revealed to us.
相信神的存在不容易。
It's not easy to believe the existence of God.
但是比相信神不存在更容易。
But it's easier than to believe that God does not exist.
一个人相信没有神，他所需要的信心比基督徒的信心更大。
If a man believes there's no God, he needs really a greater faith than a Christian.
一个人相信人是进化而来的，比相信人是被造的所需要的信心更大。
And a man who believes in evolution, that the men are derived from evolution, he should have a greater faith than the person believes in men are created.
这边人的理性已经这个受了污染，所以那个方向已经受了歪曲。
Therefore, our reasoning has been polluted. Therefore, our direction has been distorted.
我们觉得所造之物看见神的伟大。
of all these things that are created, we can see how great a God we have. A young man wants to go have a retreat on the mountain. And he would go up to the mountain. And he's a young man that he would say other people would ignore him, does not he exist? So therefore he would write on the stone, there's no God. Oh, he would engrave. And then he would engrave his name. And it was very beautiful calligraphy. And he was so strong. And he was looking from far place and he was really enjoying himself. And he was very satisfied. Because then he
goes
up on the mountain. During those
3 weeks,
he looked at this infinite sky. Then he looked at all these grounds. And he looked at this beautiful, magnificent thing. Then this thinking comes, who created all this? My mother?
不是.
No.
Your
mother?
也不是.
No.
谁造的?
Who created all this? Is it just come
from?
Just from the nature?
他慢慢不能信.
And he couldn't.
他是一定有一位我看不见的, 他正在处理这一切.
And then he derived the one conclusion, must be there someone that I cannot see, and he is in control of everything. Therefore he has a faith. When he comes down the mountain, he already forgot this. Then he saw that there's no God. Then he engraved his name. And he was engraved this with great
design.
And he couldn't really erase it. What was he going to do? But this man had a lot of high IQ.
上面加班的是傻瓜说.
The fool says.
傻瓜说没有上面.
The fool says there's no God.
还是留在那里.
Then already.
名字还是在那里.
His name is there.
他就平平安安地回家.
Then he would leave this place in peace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹.
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经是欲望人心里说没有上面.
The Bible says the fool says in their heart there's no God.
英国一个大政治家叫 Sir Thomas Scott.
You know that the great politician in England, Sir Thomas Scott,
躺在死的时候突然间讲几句话,
when he was near dying, he said,
大家注意听他讲什么,
and everybody was paying attention to what
before,
he was saying.
Before, I never believed God, heaven and hell, but now I believe both.
He said, before, I never believed God and heaven and hell, now I believe both.
But it is too late for me.
It is too late for me.
因为他就把眼睛盖上了.
Then he closed his eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我怕我们不要从这些伟大的事情开玩笑.
I hope that you will not treat it casually, lightly, with such a serious, life-threatening matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Secondly, in God's existence, what does he give to us for faith? God gives us the intuition that he exists.
Creation and intuition are two categories in the general revelation from God.
Creation and intuition are two categories under the general revelation of God.
我们借着外界的证明看见神的智慧。
From the outside revelation, we can see the God creator.
我们借着里面内界的一个impulse,一个力量,我们直接地判断神的存在。
And from within that, we have this impulse intuition, we know there's a God.
这个直接就是每个人都有的。
Everyone has this intuition.
让你把这个直接放在你的里面。
Because God has put this intuition in your heart.
让你把这个直接放在我的里面。
Because God has put this intuition.
所以我们良心的深处告诉我们神存在，神存在，神存在。
But this voice has been constantly telling you, God exists, God exists. So therefore, when David was old, then he was reading the Bible. When he was near death, the last book he was reading was the Bible. Is it just coincidental? Is it a very simple matter? These are not simple men. Because the existing God, he has given us the intuition that he exists.
德国的大哲学家 Immanuel Kant 讲一句话,
and a great philosopher of Germany, Immanuel Kant, he said,
他说有两件事使我越来越害怕。
And he said, there are two things that I'm more afraid.
第一件事是什么呢?
What is the first?
就是掌座光星光的天空,
and
the starry heavens.
The first is the starry heaven.
The other, the speaking conscience within my breast.
Then the second is the speaking conscience within my breast.
挡住星光的天空,
the starry heaven.
我越看越惧怕。
And the more I look at the more
afraid. 里面说话的良心
and the conscious inside.
是我越看越惧怕
and I am more afraid.
虽然康德推翻了对自然神论里面证明神存在的证据都被他推翻掉
Therefore, Kant has really rejected all the thinking that, we derive a God from nature.
他否定 cosmological argument.
He rejects the cosmological
argument. 他否定 ontological argument.
He has rejected ontological
argument. 他否定 teleological argument.
He also has rejected theological argument.
后来他自己讲一句话。
And he said this.
他说道德的责任感是神存在的一个记号。
The responsibility to your moral is the sign for God's existence.
上帝把这个道德的责任感放在良心的深处。
God put a responsibility of morality in your heart.
这个命令的冲力太大了。
This has a great impact on your life.
你可以否定人的权柄。
You can really ignore human's authority.
你可以不顾法律的制裁。
Maybe you can ignore the law.
但是良心的深处那个声音的冲力太大。
But there is a voice in your conscience telling you.
所以他特别给了一个哲学的名词来描写这个力量，叫做 categorical imperative， 无上的命令，神的声音。
Therefore, he said it's categorical imperative, it's God's voice.
创造一阵风。使我们知道神是存在。
Creation and intuition let us know that God does exist.
当康德离开世界的时候
，When Kant left the world，
人要把他最简单到最伟大的话语放在他的墓碑的上面。
Man want to put his greatest thinking, a verse or a word or whatever, to on his grave.
最后那些人就把他所讲的这两句话刻在墓碑的上。
And they engrave these two lines.
这两句话从哪里来
？Where did they get it？
我们来看圣经。
Let's read the Bible.
罗马书第一章。
Let's read the book of Romans, first chapter.
罗马书第一章。
First chapter, book of Romans.
罗马书第一章，我们一同开声来读第十九节开始。
Let's read verse 19 together.
第十九节同第二十节。
19 and 20th verse.
我们大家一同来读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，上帝的事情，人所不知道的，也显明在人心里，因为上帝已经给他们证明。二十节，自从造天地以来。上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的，随着眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。我要读二十一节。他们虽然知道上帝，却不当作上帝荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变得虚妄，无知的心就昏暗。
I'm going to read verse 21st. For although they knew God.They neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became fertile, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是信神的存在比一个信心所包含的两个启示
And to believe the existence of God has two revelations.
我相信神是存在
I believe the existence of God.
但信神的存在同这位神同我有什么关系是两件事情
But to believe this existence of God, instead to have a relationship with this God, are two matters.
我从前不认识他
I didn't know him before.
我看过他
Yes, I've seen her.
直到我听她跟我讲话，我才知道她的性格。
Then after I hear her, then I know her personality.
如果我知道她
，if I know her，
但是不知道她的性格
，but I don't know her personality，
那是另外一件事情。
That's a different matter.
你知道她对我讲的第一句话是什么
？You know what he said? She said to me the first words.
当我第一次到这里讲道以后
，when I first came here and I talked to her，
我下来了
，and I went back.
她对我说什么
？And I said to her，
请你把口开起来给我看。
I said, please open your mouth.
我吓了一跳。
I was afraid.
从来没有人听过我讲道，还要叫我开口给他看。
Nobody ever told me to open my mouth after I preached.
那我想这个人怎么会这样呢
？Then I said, what is kind of strange?
所以我就把口开起来。
So I opened my mouth.
他说明天到我家里，我就使你更漂亮。
So he said, come to my house tomorrow. I'll make you more handsome.
第二天我真的去了。
So I went there. The
他就把我的牙齿补了，补得很好，到现在还好。
And
so I fixed his teeth, and it's even better.
So I can use few words to describe her personality.
她是很爽正。
So very straightforward.
她是很精细。
Very subtle.
她也是很好心帮助人。
And very enthusiastic to help others.
Do you agree?
Yes.
你看她很坦白吗？所以她承认了，对不对？那么他很坦白的，为什么我说他是一个这个很坦白的人
？Why I'm very frank。
他有什么话他就讲。
Because whatever I have, I say。
这个很好的性格。
It is a good personality。
第二
，Secondly，
他很精细。
I'm
因为他在那里不但听到，而且看我的牙齿。
Not only he was looking at my mouth。
第三，他很好心。
And
那我怎么知道他是这样的人
？How do I know？
我要人很多人解释吗
？Do I need a lot of people to explain？
如果很多人向我解释，那是 second hand。
Then if a lot of people explain to me, this is second-hand information.
但是他说你来，我帮助你，这是 first-hand information.
But if I say you come and help you, this is the first-hand information.
他不但讲他要帮助我的内容，他讲的时候也把他自己介绍出来。
Not only I give him the content, I would introduce myself.
除非你不开口，每次开口你都正在介绍自己。
If you, unless you don't open your mouth, every time you open your mouth, you introduce yourself.
所以你做人修一个功夫，那些对你讲某某人怎么不好，怎么不好，你要小心，因为他在介绍他最不好。
So you must be careful. If someone busybody says whoever is doing what he's not so good, actually they're really saying that.
教会里面凡是不爱做工的都爱讲话。
In the church, all those people who do not like to work, really they like to
talk. 凡是爱做工的都没有话讲。
Those people who love to work, they really don't talk.
凡是爱讲话的都不爱做工。
Those who love to talk, don't
like. 所以他一开口就是介绍自己。
So therefore, every time they open their mouth, they introduce.
正像 Amy 开口就是介绍自己一样。
So just like me, I introduce myself.
那么当上帝开口介绍自己的时候
，When God opened his mouth and introduced him,
他就主动的告诉我们，他是一位怎么样的神。
Told us what kind of God he is.
上帝不是摆在那里给你看，我存在，我存在就够了。
God does not just say I exist, I exist. That was enough.
上帝要把他的实力挖出来，把实力显明出来，告诉你他是怎么样的一位上帝。
He wants to take out his heart's willing, and he wants to manifest himself to you. What kind of God he is?
这样，从对神存在的信心跳到对神恩惠的信心，那是一个很大的一个信心的跳跃。
Therefore, you have a breakthrough from the existence of God, belief existence of God, to the belief of the grace of God. This is the breakthrough.
所以今天我讲到以前，我讲到的开头我就提到这两种信心有本质上的不同。
Therefore, I said that two kind of faith, the essence are different.
To believe in the existence of God and to believe in the grace of God, that is totally different. 现在我们看怎么相信神的恩惠。
How, now we look at how do we believe the grace of God?
你要先相信神的性格或者神的本性是怎么样，才能定到他的恩惠。
You must believe or trust God's attributes.
那我们怎么知道这位神的本性是怎么样的？
How do we know God's attributes?
你要与他发生关系。
You have to have a relationship.
你要亲近他。
You have to walk
close. 你要接受他所讲的话语。
You must accept what he's talking to
you. 那在他对自我的介绍里面，发现他是怎么样的人。
And from his own revelation, then you know what kind of God.
有一个人对我说，我结婚了25年，还不明白我的太太到底是怎么样。
And someone said to me, I've been married 25 years, but I don't know what my wife is like.
我看他起初很奇妙，现在莫名其妙。
First I thought she was wonderful, now I'm disillusioned.
他的太太说，我丈夫也是，我越想越不明白，他为什么是这样。
Then the wife said, well, it's the same thing happened to my husband.
我告诉你，脸接触了还不一定知道他是谁。
So therefore, even you have a certain kind of relationship, you still don't know them.
我想一生一世，你不能完完全全、百分之百明白另外一个人。
I know that in your entire life, you cannot know a person 100%.
当你结婚的时候，你以为你了解了他吗？
When you're married, you think you know him.
不是。
No.
你把你整个的人投靠他。
You have really totally relied on
him. 那个投靠是根据一种投入的信心，而不是理解的信心。
This is a kind of a totally given to someone, but it's not a really with reason.
这个投入的信心是比理解的信心更强的信心。
And this kind of to really give yourself to him is even a stronger the belief of faith than reason.
你对他的人格有信任。
Yes, you can trust his personality.
你嫁给一个人。
So you married to him.
当你嫁给一个人的时候。
When you're married to someone,
就是把你整个的前途放在他的手里。
You give your entire future to him.
这需要信心。
This you need faith.
这需要很大的信心。
This you need a great
faith. 让理解就从这个投入里面慢慢了解，慢慢产生出来。
And so therefore, then you would understand this person gradually.
我不是说投入以前不需要理解。
It doesn't mean that the total involvement without any reason.
投入是比理解更大，更基本，更重要。
And the total involvement is even greater than your understanding.
我们对神的信心也是如此。
And it is same thing with God's
faith. 到底是因为我信了，所以我才知道，或者我知道了以后我才信呢？
Is it because I believe then I know? Is it because I know then I believe?
这在整个西方的哲学中、神学思想历史里面有许多不同的看法。
Therefore, there are many points of view in the Western civilization and the philosopher's point of view.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says,
神在某一个范围里面把自己显明出来。
But God has revealed Himself to us.
在某一个范围里面使我们可能知道的，他告诉我们。
And in certain kind of situation that He would let us know.
这样我们就能够对他有所了解。
Therefore, we can know Him.
而这里部分的了解，从整个的投入，使我们对他更有理解的信心。
Because this kind of total involvement, then we can understand him more.
那我们怎么认识上帝？
How do we know God?
上帝借着他的灵向人说话。
God uses His Spirit to talk to us.
我们现在看一处的圣经。
Let's read one verse.
在哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians, second chapter.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians, second chapter.
翻到了我们大家一同看第十，大家看第十一节。
Let's read the 11th verse together.
哥林多前书二章十一节。
First Corinthians 2:11.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了上帝的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们大家总读一、二、三。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了上帝的灵，也没有人知道上帝的事。英文读一次，大声一点。一 ，Everybody read in English aloud. 1, 2, 3.
We are reading in English, for who among men knows the thoughts of men except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the spirit of God.
那这一节是在新约里面对于人的信仰的认识论 epistemology of human faith 很重要的一节圣经。
This is a very crucial verse to the epistemology of faith.
这里告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
人能了解人。
Yes, man can understand man.
因为人有人的灵。
Because man has a spirit.
所以这里是一个人。
So now we have a man.
我怎么知道这个人呢？
How do I know him?
我是一个人。
Because I am a man.
所以人里面有人的灵。
So therefore, we have in us, man has
a spirit. 人会了解人。
Man can understand man.
但是动物不容易了解人。
But the animals are very difficult to understand.
动物看人。
Then when the animal look at man,
它不容易了解。
It's difficult for
man. 人看人。
But the men look at men.
很容易了解。
Very easy to understand.
有许多时候我们的口不好意思讲出来的，我们眼睛已经讲出来。
And a lot of times we are not willing to say with our mouth, but we say with our eyes.
所以有人生经验的人看一个人眼睛，知道他大概讲什么。
And so therefore, if you have experience in your life, then even you look at somebody, you would know what he was to say.
许多的爱人或者这个男女做朋友的时候，他们不好意思讲话，所以先用眼睛讲话。
So a lot of people when they are deeply in love, many times they are not willing to talk with their mouth, but they're willing to talk with their eyes.
这些圣经告诉我们什么呢？
What does this verse say?
除了人的灵
besides man's spirit,
谁知道人的事？
Who does know man's
spirit? 大家说一二三，除了人的灵，谁知道人的事？照样，除了神的灵，谁知道神的事？
Besides God's spirit, who knows God?
所以低的生命了解高的生命是不容易的。
So therefore, a lower life to understand higher life is
高的生命了解低的生命是很容易的。
So higher life to understand the lower life is very easy.
我回到家里。
When I come home,
把整个身体放在沙发椅上的时候
，I lie down myself on the sofa.
一只猫来了
，and a cat would
meow meow 在那里叫
，and meow meow.
因为它的尾巴在摇来摇去
，and she would
身体在我的脚边擦来擦去
，and he would come and rubbing me.
马上知道它很喜欢我回来
，and then I know that the cat really likes to come.
我知道它需要我摸它
，and I know the cat want me to touch him.
我爱它
，I love her.
我知道它想什么，我知道
，I know what she's.
因为我的生命比它高
，because I have a higher life.
当我在那里拿报纸看的时候
，when I read in the newspaper,
它不知道我。在读什么？
The cat does not know what I'm reading.
他也不知道我在想什么。
And the cat does not know what I'm.
因为他的生命比我低。
Because his her life is lower.
我没有时间来好好照顾他。
I cannot take care of her.
所以我是手不摸他，我用脚摸他。
So I just stroke her with my foot.
他也很满意。
Well, she was satisfied.
因为他是猫。
Because it's a cat.
后来不久的，我的太太来了。
So in a little while.
我没有时间，我用脚摸他，可以不可以？
Can I just stroll her with my foot?
他就大发脾气了。因为除了人的灵，谁知道人的事
？Because of, besides man's spirit, who knows man's spirit?
人的灵知道人的事。
Yes, man's spirit knows man's
spirit. 好，我告诉你。
I tell you.
人与神的关系也是如此。
And it's the same thing with God, man and God's.
神创造人。
God has created man.
神知道人。
God knows man.
但是人不能知道他是。
But man does not know God.
除非神说，我告诉你。
Unless God said, I tell you, I am this way. I'm that way.
If your father didn't tell you he is your father, you will never know that you are reasoning power.
If your father didn't tell you that he is your father, you never know. 如果你的爸爸没有告诉你他是你的爸，你不能够从你理性当中知道他是你的。
Very good. 照样，如果上帝没有告诉你他是哪一位上帝，你无法知道他是哪一位上帝。
By the same token, God did not tell you which God he is, then you cannot really know.
相信上帝的本性。
So to believe that the essence of God.
相信上帝的恩惠。
To believe the grace of God.
这个启示叫做特殊的启示。
And this is called a special revelation.
为什么叫做特殊的启示呢
？Why do we call it a special revelation?
因为不是自然人从他本性里面就有的。
Because it's not from the natural man derived from their own essence.
你不能在大自然的观察里面产生出来。
You cannot derive them from the magnificent universe.
你们是不能在自救里面把它挖出来的。
You cannot derive this from your intuition.
所以有特殊的工具，用特殊的方式，神向人显明出来。
And a special equipment, a special method. Through that, God revealed himself.
特殊的启示的范围是什么呢？证上帝的道。
To
印证 reveal
to seal God's word.
圣灵所做的工作是什么呢？
What is the work of God?
就是要启示上帝的道。
To reveal God's word.
所以如果你相信灵恩的许多工作，而没有相信圣灵所做最大的两个工作，你是不是有毛病？
So if you only believe the other works of the Holy Spirit, but does not believe the greatest work of Holy Spirit, then your faith has crushed.
圣灵所做的最大工作就是让上帝的道被启示出来，光照人的心。
The greatest work of the Holy Spirit is to, through God's word that God reveal Himself to us.
也就借着道，我们认识神，对他产生信心。
Because through His word that we know God and we have faith in Him.
那么圣经是写下的道。
Yes, the Bible is the written word.
是记录的道。
It's a recorded word.
记录的成为肉身的道。
And to record the word, it's an incarnate word.
上帝的道在两方面的显明。
And this is in two manifestations.
The written word and the incarnated word.
The written word and incarnated
word. 这是特殊启示的两大范围。
And this is the two categories of the special revelation.
所以借着圣经，我们知道神是怎么样。
Therefore, through the Bible, we know what kind of God He is.
借着基督的生命，我们知道这位神的恩典是怎么样。
Then through Jesus Christ's life, then we know what kind of grace this God has for us.
我们除了知道我们内心的得救的声音，我们除了看见大自然的显明。
Now through our intuition in our deeper self and through our creation in this universe.
我们更注重要的一件事情，就是一生一世查考上帝的道，而且认识耶稣基督是谁。
The most important thing is the whole life you should read the word of God and to know who Jesus Christ is.
因为这本圣经是圣灵所启示下来上帝的道的记录。
Because this is the recorded word of God.
而这本圣经的中心点就是那位道成肉身的基督，把看不见的上帝在生命的范围里面表明出来。
And this is the word that through Jesus Christ that He used the invisible God, the infinite God, to reveal Himself to us.
为什么上帝把他的儿子赐下来？
Why God gave us His only begotten Son?
为什么上帝把基督降生在这个世界上？
Why God let Jesus Christ to be born into this world?
要叫人知道他是谁。
Because wants us to know who He is.
主耶稣到世界上来的时候。
Therefore, Jesus Christ came to this world.
圣经讲什么样话？
What does the Bible say?
从来没有人看见上帝。
No one has seen God before.
从来没有人看见上帝。
No one has seen God before.
只有上帝怀里面的独生子把它表明出来。
Only in God's bosom, His only begotten Son revealed Him.
上帝的独生子表明出来。
God's only begotten Son.
这就是基督在历史上的显现。
This is the revelation.The manifestation in our history for
Jesus Christ. 基督在历史上的显现绝对不是进化的结果。
And the manifestation in the history through Jesus Christ is not the result of evolution.
基督在历史上的访问绝对不是人的文化的产品。
This is not the product of our civilization.
The visitation and the manifestation of Christ in history is not a result of evolution or culture of human being. 为这个缘故呢，你要一生一世注目这位基督与你的关系是什么。
Therefore, all your life, you must pay special attention to what is your relationship to Jesus Christ.
我第一次到香港去的时候。
The first time I come to Hong Kong.
他们说这位唐崇荣要来讲道。
They said, well, this is Mr. Stephen Tan.
唐崇荣的面上没有写唐崇荣。
But I did not really engrave my face with my name.
他是长的，是扁的，是老的，连他都不知道。
So they don't know what shape I come from.
结果呢，我下飞机的时候。
So I come down the airplane.
我跑出去了。
So I came out.
看见有一个人拿一个牌，唐崇荣先生，请过来。
Then I saw this man waving a sign, saying, Mr. Tan, please come here.
知道我是谁。
He doesn't know who I am.
我知道我是谁。
I know who I am.
所以我向他走过去。
So I go over there.
我是唐崇荣。
I say I am Mr. Tan.
哦，我们就是等待。
Oh, we're waiting for you.
就把我接去。
So they receive.
另外一次我到一个地方去讲道。
And another time I go to another.
那架飞机只有五个人。
And that airplane only had five people.
一个老太婆。
An old lady.
一个她的媳妇。
And her daughter-in-law.
还有她的孩子、孙子。
And her grandchildren.
另外一个男人。
And another man.
还有我。
And myself.
一共五个人。
Five people.
这个老人家，这个妈妈又要抱孙，又要抱一大堆的行李，还有一个篮子，里面都是番薯了，什么一大堆。
And you can imagine this old lady with this lady and the grandchild, and they have to have so many luggages, and there's one basket full with the potatoes.
那个地方只有一个人见过我的面。
And at that time, that place only one person has seen me.
但是那个人呢，开车到一半的时候车坏了，停在路上不能见我。
And but this man, when he was coming to get me, that his car broke down.
所以请别人到飞机场来接我。
So he asked someone else to come to pick me up.
他告诉他那个唐崇荣常常是穿长袖。
So he said, well, this Mr. Tan, usually he wears long
sleeves. 大概衣服是白的，这个长裤大概是深色。
And usually he has a white shirt, maybe a dark color.
大概是26岁。
Maybe around 26 years old.
手里可能拿一个提袋和一本圣经，大概就是他。
Maybe small bag and a Bible. Maybe that's him.
人也不高也不矮，不胖也不瘦，不老也不年轻，中中中中国人。
Not too tall, not too short, not too old. too young, Chinese.
所以那个人来接我了。
So this man came.
当我下飞机的时候
，When I come down to
我不能看这个老人家带一大堆东西，所以呢，我就替他拿那个番薯篮子帮他拿。
Because when I come on down the airplane, I couldn't bear to have this old lady carry all the stuff. I was carrying her baskets.
等我到了候客室的时候
，And when I go to the waiting room,
没有人来接我。
No one come to get me.
我等来等去。
I was waiting for a long time.
没有人来接我。
No one came.
我问离开城市有多远
？So I asked how far is it from the city?
27公里。
And 27 miles.
那怎么办
？What am I going to do?
我没有来过。
I never did get there.
你那里不能打电话。
And no telephone.
那怎么办呢
What should I do?
那里又没有 taxi,
And no taxi
很小的地方
Very small
我只能等
The only thing I
一面等一面祷告
And every time when I was waiting and I was praying
当我等了15分钟以后
After 15 minutes
有一个人说 你知道不知道有一个传道人这一架飞机来
And someone said Do you know there's a preacher would come on
他说我就是我就是我就是
And also I said I am
他说那么那你的太太你的幼母
Now what about your wife and your mother-in-law
他心里想怎么传道人带太太幼母一大堆来布道
哎呀，
那个黑的要命
，and he was so dark，
不是我的太太，
oh,
不是我的幼母
，that she the woman were very dark in complexion， they were not my wife or my mother-in-law。
在印尼很少这个中国人同这样黑的人结婚。
And Indonesia, there's very few Chinese marry such a dark Indonesian。
就他误会我拿番薯就是从幼母来布道。
Well, he must understand I was carrying the potatoes because I come with my mother-in-law。
后来我得到一个思想。
Then I have a one thing.
以后我如果去
，So next time when I go,
没有到过的地方
，If I go to a place that I have never been,
先把一张照片寄去。
So I usually mail
对对
a photograph.
他可以看照片看。
So they would look at the picture and they would look at me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
为什么基督到世界上
？Why Jesus Christ come to this world?
圣经告诉我们
，Because the Bible tells us,
基督是上帝的像。
Because the Christ is the image of God.
Christ is the image of God. Everyone.
Christ is the image of God.
在他的身上，你看见的神不但存在，神的爱，神的圣洁是怎么样与人发生关系。
Therefore, from Him, not only that God exists, but how He gave us His love and His holiness through Jesus Christ.
今天晚上
，Tonight,
我要奉主的名宣誓。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
这位来到世界的基督，是位爱你的基督，是位无罪的基督。他能拯救你脱离罪恶。
This Jesus Christ who has come to this world is a sinless Christ. He can save your life.
所以他说你们到我这里来。
So he said, you come to me.
我要把我的平安赐给你。
I want to give you my peace.
你们到我这里来吧。
You come to me.
若不借着我，没有人回到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
我就是道路。
I am the way.
我就是真理。
I'm the truth.
我就是生命。
I'm the life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你认识他吗
？Do you know him？
你接受他吗
？Do you accept him？
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friend.
今天晚上。
Tonight,
你可以接受他。
You can accept him.
你可以相信他。
You can believe him.
因为他爱。
Because he loves you.
他寻找我。
He is looking for you.
他也寻找我。
He is looking for you.
爱我。
He loves me.
他也是爱。
He loves you.
你在他的身上。
You are in him.
看见神的形象。
And in Christ, you can see the image of God.
今天晚上。
Tonight.
回到上帝的面前。
Come back to God.
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?
你肯不肯
？Are you willing?First question, if transcendental meditation recommend to Christian, they claim that it brings you to a more intelligent state. Is it true?
圣经说上帝的道是使人有智慧，使人眼目明亮。
The Bible said God's word is give us wisdom to make us eyes to see.
真正使人有智慧的是那个明白宇宙创造者与被造者之间关系的真理。
The real true wisdom is to know the creator and the creation.
没有任何一些关于生命而敬虔的道是超越圣经神自己的启示。
And nothing can go beyond or above what God has revealed to us in the Bible.
Transcendental meditation 的根源是自然启示人有宗教性所以产生的这个 system.
And the transcendental meditation, the system is derived from the natural, from the nature that to know this God.
From the general revelation.
From the general revelation.
所以这件事从圣经明记载的启示是完全不同的两件事情。
This is the opposite of, it's a two different thing from what God revealed to us in the Bible.
从外表看 ，TM 本身似乎没有宗教的本质。
From the outside point of view, TM itself maybe it has no religion attached.
但你更多接触到它本质的时候，你发现它的来源同它的本质本身是宗教性。
But if you know the real true essence, the source of TM, it's really religion.
所以这是不一样的事情。
This is different.
I don't recommend TM to Christians.
And he does not recommend transcendental meditation to Christians.
Did Christ accept the Lord as his Father the same way we accept our Father? 基督接受上帝做他的父亲，如同我们接受我们的父亲一样的吗？在这里，基督与父之间的关系，乃是表明他们本质的相同性。
In here, the relationship with Christ and the Father is really to see the essence, the similarity of the essence.
The same essence between Father and Holy Son, Holy Father and Holy Son. 这个相同的本质，就是父与子相对性所要表达的最重要的事实。The most important fact to be revealed in the relativity between the Holy Father and the term Holy Son is in the essence, the same essence.所以基督是父所出来的，所以他用子这个字，而这个子同我们所思想的父母男女结婚生孩子是完全不同意义的。
And to have a, what we can comprehend in our mind, to have a marriage, to have children, and to call a father, is totally different.
因为基督是上帝的创造者，所以生育力是在他的创造力的下面，而他不在创造力的下面，他在创造力的上面。
Because God is the one who created all of us. He is the creator. We are all under Him. He is not under us.
He is not under the genetic law. 所以我们不能用父母生孩子的这个观念用在圣父圣子的关系上。
So we cannot use this relationship applied to Holy God and Holy Son.
但是父与子有相同的本质，这一件事可以 apply 到圣父与圣子的身上。
And the Father and the Holy Father, Holy Son has the same essence. This we can apply.
有许多基督徒认为这是荒谬的事情。耶稣是上帝，耶稣又是上帝的儿子。How come 又是上帝又是上帝的儿子
？How come that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He's God Himself?
如果他是神，他就不是神的儿子。
And if he's God, he's not God's son.
如果他是神儿子，他就不是神。
If he's God's son, then he's not God.
这件问题很容易、很简单的解决。
Very easy to explain.
我是人。
I'm a man.
我又是人的儿子。
And I'm also a man.
人的儿子是人。
I'm a man.
对不对
？And a man's son
对对
is a man. Is it true?
人的儿子是人。
And a man's son is a man.
大家说，人的儿子是人，所以神的儿子是神，就这样简单。
And God's son is God.
这是提到本质的问题。
This is the essence.
那么你说的，人的儿子是人，两个人，神的儿子是怎么一个神呢
？So you say man's son is man, the two men, and how come God's son is God and
how come one God?
How come one God?
因为当你讲人的儿子是人，两个人，因为有身体。
Because we have body.
啊，我们的身体是物质，物质呢就有不同的定位。
And because we are material and we have a different position.
但是 God is a spirit.
But God is a spirit.
所以第二，不能用 genetic law 衡量他，也不能用 material law 来衡量他。
You cannot use the general law to put a standard on him. You cannot use the material law to use.
今天我在这里讲道以前。
And before I talk here.
这一篇的道在我的头脑里面。
And this sermon is in my head.
我讲出来了。
And I preach.
这一篇讲出来了，是不是我脑里面少了一篇
？Is it true that when I preach this, I don't have this in my mind?
啊
？Is it？
是不是少了一篇
？Is it？
没有少。
No。
那么你头脑里多了一篇。
So you have more.
是不是？所以你的多不构成我的少。
So what you have really does not diminish what I have.
你明白这个意思吗
？You understand？
将道从某一个源头出来的时候，那个义还是保持完整。
And so therefore, it's perfect.
The oneness.
The oneness of the word.
It's still oneness. It's still perfect.
Still oneness.
虽然分出来了
Even though I preach.
我想这样的事情需要很多的时间解释
I think I need a lot of time to explain this.
等等，我有一篇的东西专门论这个事情
And I have a whole sermon on this.
如果我们有30天一直讲信心这个题目，你就稍微有一个大纲
So if we have 30 days continually preaching the topic of faith, then you would have a general outline.
我们只有两三天，只能谈一点点
We only have 2 or 3 meetings. We can only touch a little point.
我讲到已经超过10,000次。
I have preached over 10,000 times.
22年。
22 years.
记得我最多的时候，八个月讲700次，他现在还记得。
I remember that he used to preach 700 times in the course of 8 months.
那是最大的、最多的记录。
This is the most time.
我到现在还感觉对圣经的认识太少。
And even now, I feel that I really don't know the Bible.
神的道太大。
And God's word is too grand.
我所大的问题，许多是过去我自己问别人的问题。
And this kind of question really I ask people before.
我认为基督徒是笨得要命，相信那些古里古怪的事情。
And I feel the Christians are so foolish to believe such things.
后来我慢慢发现我的理性太小。
Then I discover my reasoning is limited.
我告诉你，我到现在没有遇到太难的问题，只有遇到很困难的发问题的人。
I really didn't really encounter difficult question, but I only encountered this people who ask difficult questions.
不是问题难，是人难。
Oh, it's not the question that's difficult. The people are difficult.
因为人呢，已经故意不让神做神，所以就产生许多问题。
So men are willingly rejecting God and do not let God be God, and they would have questions.
爸爸，我没有看见你生我，怎么知道你是你生我呢
？Father, I didn't see you that I was not born by you. How do you know that you are my father?
你怎么证明你是我的爸爸呢
？How do you prove you're my father?
你如果用这样的推理啊，你的爸爸不但不解释，打你一巴掌就算了。
Your father will not explain and just hit you on the face.
今天我们用怎么样的态度，用怎么样的资格同神讲一些古里古怪的问题
？What kind of attitude? What kind of qualification we have to talk to God?
我常常想，人呢是在罪恶中间矛盾到自己的毛病自己不知道，还以为自己很厉害。
And the men are really in sin that they are in such a conflict. They don't know that they have such a sickness and they think they're so great.
你看爱因斯坦的书看不懂，你查字典。
You cannot understand Einstein's books. You cannot understand, and you go to the dictionary.
你查了再不懂，你自卑感卷地归家。
So then, after you look at the dictionary, you still didn't understand. You have inferiority of mindset. Then you go home.
为什么你看科学、看人的书看不懂，你自卑感；看上帝的书看不懂，你骂上帝？
Why, when you read the people's book, you don't understand? You have an inferiority complex. When you read God's word, you don't understand. You blame God.
There's something wrong within you.
I think there's something wrong within you.
Because you are sinner, no other answer.
因为我们是罪人，没有别的问题。
求主的圣灵光照我们，给我们看见我们自己是何等可怜的人。
So therefore, may God's Holy Spirit really illuminate us to see how pitiful we are.
有一些青年人，有一个青年对我说：“我不信上帝，大丈夫不靠人，不靠墙。”
A young man said to me, "I don't believe there's a God. I'm a great man, a young man. That
oh,
I
great husband,
great husband. That I don't rely on man. I don't rely on the wall."
后来他讲了，我大丈夫不靠人，不靠墙。我就讲一句，生病靠医生。
So he said, "I'm a great husband. I don't rely on people. I don't rely on the wall." Then I say, "Well, if you're sick, you have to rely on physicians."
真的。
True.
有许多人等他快要死了，他才发现我不过是人，不是神。You are not God. You are only man.
And a lot of people, until they are near death, desperately sick, then they say, "Oh, I'm just a man."
你很厉害吗？
Or you're strong.
你很有钱吗？
Or you're well.
你很有学问吗？
You are well educated.
再过五十年。
About 50 years from now.
黄土一堆。
You're just a bunch of dirt.
白骨一堆。
And a dry bone.
一共两堆。就是那样。
Two bunches.
就是那样。Is it just by faith and because he told him? 那么，耶稣基督同父的关系是怎么样知道
？What is the relationship between Christ and Father?
你还有一个问题没有解决。And
there's one problem you did not solve.
我对我父亲的认知是被造界和被造界的事情。
And the, from the point I know my father is the, from the created to the creator.
我与上帝之间关系，被造界与创造界的关系。
And from what I know God is from created to the creator.
但圣子与圣父的关系，创造界与创造界的事情。
Then this is from Holy Father to Holy Son is from the creator to creator.
所以圣父与圣子都在无限界里面，他不需要一个知道的过程。
So therefore, they are all in the invisible and in the infinite.
Infinite world.
They are all in the infinite world, so they
do not need the process of epistemology or knowledge. 这个是另外一件问题。If there anything said in the Bible regarding divorce, 圣经有没有讲到离婚的问题？我知道你快要离婚了。
I know probably you're close to divorce.
所以你盼望圣经就支持你，你是阿门，感谢主。
You hope that the Bible will give you some verses to really substantiate yourself.
我要用一点时间讲这个问题。
I want to use a little time to talk about this. Let me repeat the question. Is there anything said in the Bible regarding divorce?
离婚不好。
It's not good to divorce.
那么你说我们不能再下去了。
So you say we cannot exist anymore. Coexist.
为什么？
I say why?
你认为他不好。
It's because he is wrong.
为什么他不好？
Why he is wrong?
有一个原则，一个人多被爱，他就变成更好的人。
And I have one principle: if a man is more loved, then he is a better man.
如果你越讨厌他，他变成越坏的人。
And the more you are, get tired of him, the worse he becomes.
所以呢，如果你看见一个人开始有一点不对，你开始爱他，他就越来越好。
And if you see that just the beginning, he is not too.Lovely. Then he start to love him more. Then he would correct him.
结婚不是让对方解决我的困难。
To marry is not to have the other side to solve my problem.
结婚是预备一生一世，帮助我所爱的人解决他的困难。
To marry is the whole life that you want to devote yourself to solve your mate's problem.
你们读书读的这么多，还一天到晚讲离婚，就不如那些野蛮人。
If you are so well educated, day and night you talk about divorce, you are not even equal to the uncivilized people.
4个月以前,
4 months ago,
我在野人的中间讲道27天,
I was preaching 27 days among the savages.
有一些人走路5天5夜从山里面跑到城市来听我讲道,
and some people walked over 5 days and 5 nights come to the city to hear me preach.
他们像石器时代的人一样, 没有穿衣服, 只一块布围住,
and they are just like the Stone Age people, they only have a loin cloth.
拿着枪, 拿着那个, 藏着那个武器, 吹着武器, 一面打野兽, 一面煮, 一面吃, 一面走, 来到聚会的地方。
They have spears and they have blowguns to kill the animal in order to feed them and to come to the meeting.
但是他们告诉我, 他们的离婚率 比 California 和 Florida 还少。
But they told us that their divorce rate is even smaller than California and Florida.
为什么离婚?
Why you have a divorce?
因为现在不能再爱下去。
Because we cannot love anymore.
不能爱, 要学习爱。
If you cannot love, if you're not able to love, you must
learn how to love. 从前中国人是先结婚后恋爱, 西方人是先恋爱后结婚。
And the ancient Chinese, really, they get married first, then they how to develop their love. But the Western civilization, they fall in love first, then they get married.
没有结婚以前一直谈怎么爱怎么爱, 谈完了没有话讲, 结婚以后就开始谈怎么离婚。
So much about love. After they're married, they had nothing to talk about except
for
divorce. Second,
不要忘记,
don't forget that not one single piece of paper like the marriage certificate can bond you.
那一张证书的宝贵是因为用爱表达, 没有比这一张更宝贵的看得见的形式, 所以这一张我们爱惜它, 所以产生这一张。
Because this is really invisible. This is a token of your love. That's why it's so valuable.
这一张没有多大的价值, 如果没有爱在背后。
If there's no love, there's no meaning.
那么爱是怎么样维持的呢?
But how do you really develop the love and have let it cultivate love?
You fall in love at first sight, will divorce at the first fight.
Fall in love.
First sight, 一见钟情,一骂就离婚。
Oh.
所以这个很危险。
It's very dangerous.
爱情是培养的。
Actually, you have to nurture.
但是不要忘记, love. 讨厌也会培养。
But don't forget to get bored,
你说我多多接近他,后来我爱他了,后来多多看见他的毛病,我也会讨厌他的。
Oh, I come very close to him. The more closer I am to him, the more I love him. But later on, the more I look at him, the more disgusted I am.
现在听几个原则。
Now have
第一个原则,
first principle.
丈夫是妻子的头。
My husband's the head of the wife.
大家说。
大家说。
你的说。
丈夫是妻子的头。
所以做妻子的, 一定。
Therefore, to be a wife cannot be overcome the husband.
如果你的学问、你的金钱比他多, 你要知道他是在家里做头，一家不能两个头。
So therefore, if you have more wealth and more knowledge than your husband, you know there's only one head in the family.
如果一个女子争着头, 而且比丈夫更头, 这个家庭就有危险。
And if the woman is ahead of the husband, then the family would fall apart.
除非那个男人像女人, 那个女人像男人。
Unless the man is like the woman, the woman is like the man.
第二,
secondly,
爱情是培养的。
The to have love is really you have to nurture it.
所以结婚以后, 保持你为什么吸引你的丈夫同你结婚, 这是很重要的智慧。
And this you must have a wisdom why you're married to your husband. This, and how to nurture.
Why your husband chose you?
Why your husband choose you?
一个人拣选另外一个人不是没有原因的。
And one person accuses another person is not without reason.
那个原因需要维持下去。
And that reason has to be developed.
许多的女孩子没有结婚以前，说非常漂亮，结婚以后红头散发，像母夜叉一样。
A lot of girls they dress themselves very nicely before their marriage. After marriage, they just neglected their appearance.
结婚以后要保持好看。
So therefore, you have to know your appearance.
第二样。
Secondly,
有许多的女人到婚宴到这个音乐会的穿得很美丽，在家里像鬼一样。
When they go to a theater or go to a wedding, they were dressed up very nicely, but when they're home, they're like a slob.
真正需要看你美丽的不是别人，是你丈夫，所以在你丈夫面前要特别美丽。
So therefore, the one really look at you and whether you're beautiful or not is your husband, so you must be beautiful before your husband.
有许多女人晚上的时候要用那个东西弄得鬼也不怕。
我就不准我的太太这样做吧。 I don't allow my wife to have such hair.
我说我一年到头在外面，回来几个月，晚上摸你的头，摸得很舒服。
I said I've watched you preach so many months of the year. I only come home a few months and when I touch your head at night, it's very uncomfortable.
这个水桶你晚上不要放那个东西。
So please don't put it on your head.
所以如果你要放，你早一两个钟头起来做，我还在睡，你去弄。
You get up one or two hours earlier.
他这样听我的话，我就感到他可爱的多了。
So when she listens to me, I feel she's more lovely.
这个你可以学。
You can learn this.
这个运动，就解除那个东西运动，我不要讲了。你有没有放我不知道。啊，运动。第三样。
Thirdly，
千万不要在众人面前随便批评自己的丈夫。
Don't criticize your husband in the front of the public。
男女是不一样的。
Men and women different。
男人重权威，女人重爱情。
Men put more emphasis on his position。
女人
是。Women are put more emphasis on love。
当男人失去面子的时候，那个痛苦同女人失去爱情是一样的。
When a man loses faith, his suffering is equal to the woman when she loses her love.
所以呢，男人重权威，女人重爱情。
Therefore, men put more emphasis on his authority.
男人重事业，女人重家庭。
And men put more emphasis on his business, but the woman put more emphasis on his family.
男人重大局，女人重细节。
And the men put more effort on the grander plan of their family, but the women take care of the little things.
男人重前途，女人重历史。
Men put more emphasis on the future, but the women put emphasis on history.
这是神的安排。
This is what God said.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为女子她呢需要从过去的爱情来建立一个对前面的盼望，所以这个对她的前途有帮助。
Because a woman can derive from what happened in history to further her future.
很多的男人说以后怎么样？女的说你不要忘记我们过去是怎么样。
A lot of men said, what we're going to do later in the future. And the women said, well, don't forget what happened before.
因为男人有毛病，常忘记过去。
And because the man has a problem, they always forget the...
男人重发展，女人重保障。
Men put more emphasis on the development of the future, but the woman really takes care of...
Assurance. 男人重投资 investment, 女人重储蓄。
And the men would put more emphasis on investment, but the women would put emphasis on saving.
这些都是配合，都是好的。
This is all good because the
男人重理智，女人重自救。
The men would put more emphasis on reasoning, but women would put more emphasis on intuition.
所以这个男人，我想想他怎么样，你是不必讲，一看就知道坏蛋。
I have to think what he is. The women that don't have to see. The minute I look at, I know he is a jerk.
男女有一些不一样。
And it's different.
当然有一些男的。好像不如你的，你的比男的更也有的。
Of course, there are extremes or opposite ways.
但是要注意。
But you must pay attention.
要了解对方。
You have to know the
your mate. 体贴对方。
You have to love.
去明白对方的软弱。
Understand the opposite your mate's weak point.
还有一点。
Another point.
当争吵的时候。
When you have a fight.
不要越争越厉害。
Don't fight, you know, like a crescendo.
小吵是难免的。
Of course, you have a small fight.
小吵是正常的，也是幸福。
And also, it's really a blessing to have a small argument, and it's also normal.
不吵是很特殊的。
If you don't have any argument, it's very strange.
大吵是危险。
To have a real big fight is very dangerous.
为什么小吵有好处呢？
Why we have a small fight is good?
因为两个 totally different 的人在一起生活，当然意见不同，这是正常的嘛。
So the two different personality, two different, totally different person come together, and they have a difference. Of course, it's normal to have a fight.
真正的爱情要建立在坦白真诚的里面。
The true love should be built on honesty and frankness.
那怎么样真诚呢？
How do you be honest?
许多人平常不真诚，到生气的时候就真诚。
A lot of people are not honest in their daily life, but when they're angry, they're honest.
所以许多人到他生气，他说老实讲好了，其平常不老实。
A lot of people say honestly, I'm telling you, that means they're not honest.
当你很诚实的看见对方实实在在的情形怎么样，你还爱他，那才是爱的开始。过去甜言蜜语不过是爱的理想。
So what you had before was the idea of love. What you know this man, the truth himself, then if you love him, this is the beginning of true love.
我结婚以前，我把我一切的缺点都告诉我太太。
So before I was married, I told my wife about all my weaknesses.
我过去爱情上的失败也告诉她。
I told her about all my failures before.
我的脾气不好，什么都告诉她。
I told her that I have such horrible temper.
让她预备心爱我。
So I want her to prepare her love.
现在我知道她的弱点。
Now I know her weakness.
她也知道我的弱点。
She knows my weakness.
No to help, not no to condemn.
To know to
help.
To help, not know to condemn.
要注意这件事情。
So you have to pay attention.
还有一样。
Another thing.
如果你的太太爱吵。
If your wife loves to have fights,
你不必同她吵。
You don't have to fight with her.
你不必同她辩。
You don't have to argue with her.
她吵不是要你同她吵，她吵不是要你爱她。
If she wants to fight with you, she is seeking attention from you.
所以你不要注意她吵的内容，你只要过去同她这个摸她几下就好了。
You don't have to really pay attention to the content of her fight. Just go over it, gently stroke her back, and everything will be fine.
等到她心情好了，再从头慢慢分析刚才所讲的是什么。
And wait till she calms down, then you can analyze what she said before.
女的要注意。
And the women have to pay attention.
你不要以为你一吵了，你丈夫就会怕你，会爱你。
Don't feel that you have fight, your husband would love you more.
特别是当你的丈夫有另外一个人在引诱他的时候。
Especially when someone else is trying to attract your husband.
那个人是多么温柔，多么美丽，你多么相信，所以他比较这样难看。当然，我跑到那边去了。
If that one is so tender and loving, and you're so angry, of course, under the comparison, he would go the other way.
所以，只有不智慧的女人是用生气盼望挽回她丈夫的爱情。
Therefore, only an unwise woman will use her anger to restrain her husband.
我想这个需要专题讲座，今天不能到。
I think I can't talk about this a special topic. It's too long. I can't really explain it.
最后，我不赞成你离婚。
Finally, I don't agree that you would divorce.
You are creating the problems among your children.
因为你会制造在你孩子中的问题。
如果你太太不好。
If your wife is no good.
你再忍耐。你丈夫不好。
If your husband is no good.
你再忍耐。
You be patient.
来用智慧、从忧愁、从圣洁、从恒心去解决这些问题。
Use wisdom,
holiness,
holiness,
grief,